FNC's Piro, Biden administration knowingly, intentionally and with due deliberation surrendered our southern border. By Jeff Poor on March 21, 2021. Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro hammered the Biden administration for its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border during her opening statement segment on Saturday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Justice. According to Pirro, under President Joe Biden, the United States had surrendered the southern border. Transcript as follows. Pirro, I'm just back from a visit to our southwest border with Mexico and I come away with one overarching thoughts. The United States under the Biden administration has knowingly, intentionally and with due deliberation, surrendered our southern border. It is now open to anyone from anywhere in the world who wishes to enter our country, leaving one to wonder whether America is a sovereign nation anymore, or a simple globalist landing spot. All construction there has come to an abrupt halt. Border Patrol checkpoints are unmanned and Border Patrol agents are pulled away from normal duties to service an onslaught of illegals and unaccompanied children. Additions to electrical services and tunnel detection systems are left incomplete. What I witnessed is both sad and outrageous. Sad because of the blood that was shed to create our southern border. Sad for Americans whose property and ranches are being overrun and damaged by those crossing. Sad for the children who are being terrorized, victimized and abused on a 2,000-mile trek unaccompanied by a parent, and sad for an America who is quickly, quietly and with little fanfare losing her sovereignty. This was no accident. It is by design by a clueless left-worshipping president who seems to have lost control of his faculties and who has from day one, put America last. Now the Biden administration heralded the opening of the border both during the campaign and the transition period, trumpeting the whole thing of all court-ordered deportations, even of criminal felons. They are so weak and disingenuous that their effort to reverse was, do not come now, as opposed to tomorrow. But Biden's welcome mat goes well beyond his statements. The hatred toward Donald Trump and his policies is so intense that there was a concerted effort to reverse anything he did in order to open the borders. Now, when President Trump came into office, he fought against all odds to get the job done. He had the wherewithal, the experience and the determination to do what others couldn't, and he understood what else needed to be done. 1. After reaching a deal with Mexico, migrants were held in Mexico while their asylum claims are being considered by us. 2. Migrants couldn't just mouth credible fear, they had to show why they couldn't move to another city within their own country or another country versus why America. Was it for the benefits they could receive? Number 3. President Trump worked with Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, pursuant to third country agreements to hear cases while citizens remained in their countries. Number 4, he stopped catch and release. Number 5, he prioritized the deportation of criminal aliens. And number 6, he hardened the ports of entry. Now, as a result of these policies, the construction of the wall and the mere mention of Trump caused immigration numbers to be lower than they had been in decades. Along comes Joe Biden, who reversed it all, and we are now seeing one of the biggest surges in decades, and folks, we are just getting started. This week, the Democrats passed a bill in the House pushing to grant 2 million illegals already here amnesty. Tonight, you will also hear from Sheriff Mark Daniels on the front lines, on the battleground in Cochise County, Arizona, and a jurisdiction that covers 83 miles of our international border with Mexico, and the talks have a massive crush of illegals. How things were organizing come under President Trump and how the Biden administration took away funding, resources, technology and stopped construction of the wall. How he, the sheriff, sees immigrants from 141 countries breach our southwest border including 1,100 gang members. How is Arizona jurisdiction in particular because it is so rural, is a playground for the drug cartels. And how the roads Trump built to accommodate the building of the infrastructure for the walls is now policed by cartels to traffic in drugs, and how shootouts are not uncommon. The saddest part of my interview with Sheriff Daniels is that he says that many where he lives don't even feel that they're part of America anymore. So as Fauci and company pontificate on how we shouldn't behave, the Biden administration has exempted unaccompanied minors from Title 42 and as a result, is risking American lives by allowing people coming in from underdeveloped countries traveling in large groups through multiple countries and then putting them on public transportation to send into the interior of our nation without even testing them in the middle of a pandemic. The latest is the reported use of taxpayer money to fly and bus illegals to northern states. Now, I spoke with a woman who told me that these unaccompanied children aren't even being fingerprinted, that no DNA is being taken. These kids come with no records and many don't end up with family, or even a non-government organization, an NGO, or religious groups. It leaves me and many others to ask after the hell that these unaccompanied children have gone through. Is it even over when they get here brought by coyotes? Now, folks, this whole thing is an outrage and it has to stop. The normalization and acceptance of the violation of our laws and illegal activity by a president and his administration is a violation of the Constitution and Biden's oath of office. He swore to protect us and he's not. Cartels of drug and human trafficking seem to have taken priority over Americans in every way. Once they come here, illegals are shrouded by our Constitution and they are entitled to all the rights we as Americans have. And the welcoming of individuals about whom we know nothing into our nation is contrary to the spirit of the law. The rewarding of illegal behavior and the ultimate financial burden placed upon you, the American taxpayer, to not only feed, house, medicate and educate people who are not entitled to be here in the first place is an outrage. But even worse, bringing in hundreds of thousands of illegals from third world countries who have not been vaccinated or even tested for COVID in the middle of a pandemic is a dereliction of duty on the part of Biden, as this man and his leftist cohorts prevent us from going to work, or even going to places like churches and synagogues and houses of worship. He throws down the welcome mat for those demanding access to the American dream with an arrogance of entitlement and an attitude of complete expectation of the cornucopia of opportunities America has to offer. These opportunities, folks, are for our children and our grandchildren, not for people that Joe Biden and his ilk are courting as voters in the next election. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.